February 9, an honored guest. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. All who will open their hearts to receive him may have Jesus as an honored guest. Jesus is the perfect pattern. Instead of trying to please self and have our own way, let us seek to reflect his image. He was kind and courteous, compassionate and tender. Are we like him in these respects? Do we seek to make our lives fragrant with good works? It is not enough that we merely profess the faith. Something more than a nominal assent is wanted. There must be a real knowledge, a genuine experience in the principles of the truth as it is in Jesus. The Holy Spirit must work within, bringing these principles into the strong light of distinct consciousness, that we may know their power and make them a living reality. God has honored his Son by making him the model after which he molds the characters of all who believe on him. He takes of the things of Christ and reveals them to us, that we may catch his temper and bear his likeness. The obstacles, provocations, and hardships that we meet may prove to us not a curse, but the greatest blessings of our lives. For the grandest characters are built amid hardships and trials, but they must be received as practical lessons in the school of Christ. Every temptation resisted, every trial bravely borne, gives us a new experience and advances us in the work of character building. We have a better knowledge of the working of Satan and of our own power to defeat him through divine grace. Jesus was the light of the world. It is our privilege to walk in the sunshine of his presence and to weave into the characters we are forming the golden threads of cheerfulness, gratitude, forbearance, and love. We may thus show the power of divine grace and reflect light from heaven amid all the frets and irritations that come to us day by day.